In 1993, the United States was one of more than 100 countries that signed the Chemical Weapons Convention. The treaty gave signatories until 2007 to destroy stockpiles of mustard gas and nerve gas agents. The goal of the agreement was to put to rest fears that such weapons were more harmful to human life than beneficial to global security. These concerns linger in Anniston, Alabama, home of the next chemical weapons incinerator. At the Anniston Army Depot, the incinerator is more than 98% complete. Army officials say as of next spring, they'll be destroying the chemical weapons stored there. Work on the facility has been without incident, but Anniston residents and community officials are concerned about the safety of the incinerator. Melanie Peoples reports.
Anniston is a town tied to the military. The city grew up around both an Army post, built in 1917, and the depot, established in 1942. The town's economy flourished with the influx of Army families stationed here. But now that the fort is closed, those consumers are gone. And now the depot has become home to an incinerator that is sending even more people packing. Eli Henderson is a Calhoun County commissioner.
We, at one time, were one of the most stable communities in Calhoun County. And now there's tons of houses out there for sale.
Henderson knows why they're moving. He says they're scared.
A lot of people have an inborn fear of being exposed to the deadly nerve agent.
They're afraid of the 2,300 tons of mustard gas and nerve agent that has been secretly stored at the depot since the 1950s. Residents only found out about the poison gases in the mid-80s when the Army declassified the information. Finding out weapons so heinous the world agreed never to use them again were buried in their backyard took them by surprise.
It makes you wonder, in retrospect, you know, how truthful is the Army?
And Henderson is a veteran who worked at the Anniston Army Depot for years. This creeping sense of doubt is what keeps residents up at night, the ones who can't afford to move. It's what has them attending meetings and asking questions.
What kind of pain and suffering might my children go through? And for how long?
Rufus Kinney, an English professor and former veteran himself, is frustrated trying to get answers. For the last year and a half, he and other residents have been trying to find out whether the Army is accurately assessing the risk of an accident. At a recent community meeting, Kinney pointed to the possibility that Anniston's incinerator could leak, just like the one in Tooele, Utah did last May.
Someone here had recently said before the release at Tooele, this thing can't release. It works so well, there cannot be a release of agent. You know, and then the next week there was a release of agent. And it was small, but they said it wouldn't happen and couldn't happen. And doggone if it didn't happen the next week.
To make matters worse, the Army waited 4.5 hours to notify Utah's emergency management officials about the release. Calhoun County Emergency Management Agency Director Mike Burney says he has a good relationship with the Army. But the Utah incident makes him nervous, especially since any emergency plan is useless unless notification is immediate.
It gives us some concern. There's always a fear of malfunction of equipment. Someone doesn't make the right decision at the right moment. Hesitation in our case would be disastrous.
The leak in Utah was minute and no one was hurt, but citizens here are still reeling about a similar lack of communication. In November, the Army waited 12 days before notifying the media of 21 leaking rockets at the depot. Though they did notify emergency management officials as required, and none of the gas escaped, the effect on citizens is clear. Keith Howland lives closer to the incinerator than anyone.
21 leakers in one day, and then the insult to injury was that Kathy Coleman, her release was that the reason they didn't notify the public was that it was an administrative oversight. Well, so that could be like new terminology for we don't tell anybody what we don't want to tell them.
Howland is referring to Army spokesperson Kathy Coleman. Coleman says, plain and simple, it was her mistake, not some Army plot to deceive.
I screwed up. I hate it that this happened the way it did. You know, there's no excuse that I didn't get the word out. I'll put it that way.
Coleman says she was out of town for Thanksgiving and the person left in charge didn't realize he needed to assume that responsibility. She says the public was never in any danger. But that incident makes some people wonder what else the Army might not be telling them. For example, people like Rufus Kinney have spent the last decade memorizing a complicated emergency evacuation plan for the Anniston area's 120,000 residents. Now the Army says evacuation might not be possible.
They said for 10 years that evacuation was the plan to use in case of an emergency, and then at the 11th hour, with the facility 80% built last June, they said, no, don't do that. Stay at home, close your windows, turn off your central air, and hold your breath. And literally, that's the plan, which is no plan.
The Army says in certain circumstances, evacuation could send people straight into a plume of gas. Instead, they recommend residents be prepared to shelter themselves at home. That would include turning off air conditioning heating units and sealing their homes, or at least an interior room with plastic sheeting or duct tape over windows and doors. But it's still a hard sell. Almost no one believes plastic sheeting and duct tape will protect them from lethal nerve gases. Coleman says it will.
We're not talking about radioactivity that could seep through the walls. We're talking about an airborne vapor, essentially, that might get in through the cracks.
And Coleman says in-place sheltering is what the Army uses for emergency planning. And the Army says they've told county emergency officials all along that in-place shelter should be part of their emergency planning. But county officials are dissatisfied with the entire situation. County Commissioner Eli Henderson says they need more involvement from the Army.
This is an Army problem. They want to drop the problem into our laps as if we've got to make the decisions. They continue to almost insist, that it's our problem and we need to figure out a way to protect the citizenry. That is their problem. They created the problem and it's their problem. They need to figure out a way to protect the citizenry.
The Army says they don't have the authority to tell civilians what to do, just to make recommendations. Meanwhile, emergency management officials are still recommending evacuation, and residents like Keith Howland are losing faith.
There is no plan, and anything that they've come up with has been invalidated.
So while residents try to figure out who to listen to, Anniston inches closer towards a burn date. For now, those who oppose incineration have hope that a current lawsuit will invalidate the incinerator's permit and at the very least give citizens and emergency management officials more time to gather information and prepare for an emergency. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Anniston.